quite a lot. I was also interested in mathematical puzzle, in solving things in general. So I remember that when I read Feynman lectures on physics, that was quite something to me, and that was clearly a very important moment in my life where I thought, gee, there's so much interesting stuff there to learn, and I would like to know more. So I sort of started looking into this, and that evolved, of course, into a professional interest at the end of it. I like the problem-solving aspect of it. The fact that you have to work very hard to formulate the problem, but then once it's formulated, there's another adventure, how to solve it in the most elegant way. No, I love it, yeah. Well, first of all, if you just look all around, those things happen in a certain way. There was an idea first, and then slowly people transform those ideas into things all around you. And this camera, you know, you yourself, your watch, your pen, computers you use. It all started at the very sort of a very abstract level of a concept, of an idea that was later on developed. So it does matter to us because it creates the space we live in. I would encourage people to be curious, to be critical, to explore things on their own as much as possible from all sources of information that are available. Talk to people that you know, talk to those who give lectures, read books, surf the web, just learn.